Braille Challenge is tomorrow in Los Angeles. 4 students from the Indiana School for the Blind and Visually Impaired are among the 50 students ages 6 to 19 who qualified for the annual reading and writing contest in Braille. WFYI's Eric Weddle reports on how one Pittsburgh teen has grown from the experience.
This is Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, and this is only one of 6 volumes.
Mitchell Bridwell is sitting on his couch at his home, showing me how he reads.
Both Black and Lupin strode forward, seized Pettigrew's shoulder,
With hands just above the large book of white pages on his lap, Bridwell's fingers glide smoothly left to right as the fingertips fly across tiny dots of punctured paper. Digging into fiction like this, he says, is much better than any audiobook or voiceover software.
I'm not sure if je ne sais quoi would be the right word, but I think that would work with Braille.
In Braille, words and letters are formed within units of space known as Braille cells. A full Braille cell is 2 parallel rows of 3 raised dots. The 16-year-old Bridwell, he started to learn how to read those dots when he was just 4 years old.
I was born blind with persistent hyperplastic primary vitreous, long name, which I believe that it's when my eyes were developing, the blood vessels grew incorrectly and they left scar tissue, and yeah.
Bridwell just finished his sophomore year at the Indiana School for the Blind and Visually Impaired in Indianapolis, where he also plays piano in the jazz band. And now he's preparing to compete in the National Braille Challenge. Bridwell is just one of 10 finalists in his age group from the U.S. and Canada. They'll compete in 4 categories: reading comprehension, chart and graph reading, like answering questions about NASDAQ stock data, proofreading, and something a little noisy. Contestants will use a 6-button Brailler machine to transcribe your speaker's voice into Braille. They'll be judged on speed and accuracy. And Bridwell, he has his own strategies on how to compete, because this will be his 8th time as a national finalist.
He won the very first year we went to the nationals when he was a 3rd grader. But after that, the following year, he didn't do as well. And he was very disappointed, but he came home with a determination. I am Marta Bridwell, and I am Mitchell's mother. He has developed, I think, perseverance through this, determination. Gets to see the being motivated, hard work pays off, but just the pride of being able to give it your best.
The Braille Challenge began in Los Angeles 17 years ago out of a concern about high unemployment among the blind and a decline in Braille literacy. Braille Institute National Program Director Sergio Olivia says this year also starts a new focus on getting more blind students into higher education. He wants them to think, who do I want to be 20, 30, or 40 years from now?
It's a question for both the parents and the students that we need to start coming up with a plan for post-high school.
To help get that conversation started, the competition for the first time will be held at the University of Southern California. And Bridwell is excited.
Crucial for me when I'm in college, because I will need to know how to get around my college, how to organize my dorm room.
But Bridwell is also ready to compete.
I have mentally matured from this experience. The first time I didn't do well, I was very sad. But now I just have to strive, and I really hope that I get first. Not saying that's going to happen, but I am going to give it my all.
50 students will compete in the National Braille Challenge Saturday on the USC campus. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Eric Weddle in Indianapolis.